Maine Real Estate Headlines. Maine Public Records Online Directory, a resource for ME real estate research. The Maine Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in ME rely on public records for title research, property history verification, and due diligence on transactions. Bookmark this directory for quick access to ME public records during your next property investigation. publicrecords.netronline.com/state-ME, Maine Real Estate Headlines. VGSI launches Maine online database for municipal property records. Vision Government Solutions provides an online portal where users can click on their municipality to access property information. Real estate professionals in ME can quickly access municipal property records to verify ownership, assessments, and tax details during transactions. Visit httpad.vgsi.com/maineonline-database/ to select your municipality and start researching properties. Maine Real Estate Headlines. Building permit process for ME land, key paperwork and soil test requirements. A guide covering what paperwork is needed for building on Maine land, how to obtain building permits for vacant lots, and frequently asked questions, including soil tests. Real estate professionals in ME need to advise clients on permit timelines and requirements that can affect land transactions and development feasibility. Review the permit FAQ to prep clients on soil tests and documentation before closing. tate.moorsrealty.com/getting-a-building-permit-for-your-Maine-land-or-lot/. Maine Real Estate Headlines. Commission changes show minimal impact on Maine real estate market. A shift in how commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine so far, according to most agents. ME real estate professionals can monitor whether this national trend eventually affects local transaction dynamics. Read how Maine agents are experiencing the new commission landscape, themainemonitor.org/realestatecommission-changes/. Maine real estate headlines. Maine commission rates shift. NR settlement drops, typical fee to 3%. Following the NAR settlement, commission structures in Maine have become more transparent and negotiable. Sellers are no longer required to offer compensation to buyer's agents, and all commission terms are subject to individual negotiation. Typical rates vary by transaction. ME agents must adapt their buyer representation agreements and listing conversations as commission structures become more transparent and negotiable. Review how the NAR settlement changes commission conversations at www.blog/blogs-real-estate-commissions-in-maine. Maine Real Estate Updates. Ellsworth expands permit services for ME construction and waterfront development. The City of Ellsworth issues construction permits, land development permits, and permits for structures near water bodies. Real estate professionals in ME need to understand Ellsworth's permit requirements to guide clients through compliant development, especially for waterfront properties where additional regulations apply. Review Ellsworth's permit categories at the source URL before listing or advising on local projects. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.